Syria, here we come. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It sounds like we're about to get involved in the Syrian civil war. All we have to do is figure out who the good guys are. We've been told who the bad guy is. That would be Syrian President Bashar Assad. But if we join the effort to overthrow him, our allies would include Hezbollah, sworn enemy of Israel, and a jihadist group called the Al-Nusra Front, which specializes in suicide bombings and is an affiliate of Al-Qaeda. So this would be the kind of war where, after you defeat the bad guy, you'd then have to defeat two of your allies. Or, as Representative Mike Rogers put it,
we're going to have to play for the best worst option at this point.
So then, why play at all? Rogers' answer on Face the Nation was the first time I heard a politician say that we have to get involved in this war to protect the Suez Canal.
Why this is important, you have 8% of the trade goes through the Suez Canal. If this spills out of control, and that's worldwide trade, imagine what impact that has on prices here at home, on the economic development here at home.
He also said we could win it without U.S. boots on the ground or even U.S. planes in the air.
You can do a no-fly zone through better technology. You don't have to have planes flying over the sky. You need to knock out a few of those jet fighters. We have ways to do that without exposing our planes.
Are you hearing the same message that I'm hearing? It sounds like we have to assist in the Syrian civil war because our economic prosperity depends upon it, and it would be a clean war, a war that we can win without actually fighting. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.